waiting. He's coming.
Praise God. Good morning. Hallelujah. I want to say good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is good to see each and every one of you. And I tell you what, this is an incredibly exciting day today, right? Even in the history of our nation, you know, July 4th represents the day of independence for us. Amen? Where this nation declared their independence from the rulers over them. And I thank God that one of the first things that's in our constitutional amendments is that we reserve the right to be able to freely serve and worship our God. Amen? And I want you to know that as we commemorate this day of independence as a nation, I want you to understand that the thing that is even more important for you as an individual is I pray that this morning you're commemorating your day of independence from the kingdom of darkness because you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen? Woo! Because I tell you what, that is the foundation of life. That's the foundation of who we are. It's what we live for. It's the most important thing that you can ever do in your life. In fact, God has given you this life for the opportunity for you to become a son or daughter of the living God through salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want you to know that's the kind of independence that far reaches any other experience we could ever have. So this morning, we're just going to be thankful for the goodness of God. We're certainly going to be thankful for our liberty to serve God openly. And we're more than anything going to be thankful for the liberty of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen.
Me. get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Place my feet on solid ground. I'll make a mountain. gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Come on, Jesus.
You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are.
the heavenly place undefeated with the one who has conquered it all.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God reminded me this morning as we celebrate our nation's independence and our freedom, that I believe it's John 8:36. Forgive me if I got that wrong, but the Bible says, God reminded me that it says in the book of John that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And that doesn't matter where on earth you live or was born or where you're a citizen of. Jesus gave you your freedom when he died on the cross on Calvary. And we stepped into that freedom the day we signed on with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. As long as your branch is connected to his vine, there is no person on earth or demon from hell that can separate you from your freedom.
Is all you are. Will you meet me yesterday. He hasn't forsaken you. The Lord is good. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He's faithful. He's never forsaken you. 'Cause not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, drop on my anger. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, drop on the waking. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, drop on the waking. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Oh, the Spirit awaken us. Have your way.
Hallelujah. Keep a little worshipful tone back there for me. Keep those instruments going and play a little music. Miss Holly, come here, please. And where is Brother Brian? Hallelujah. I need Brian and Holly Crabtree to come here just for a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you love unscripted moments in the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. I want you to know something. I am never going to now. There's a general outlay of what I expect to do, but I want you to know something. If you ever expect me to write every little perfect detail down on a card for you to get through service, it's never going to work, because we're going to humble ourselves and give room to the Holy Ghost. Amen? How about when Jesus moves and when the Holy Ghost moves, we throw our agenda out of the way and we make sure we make room for the King. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want you guys to come up here just for a moment. Many of you may know, but many of you may not know, that Holly and Brian have a precious son by the name of Brian and a beautiful daughter-in-law by the name of Katie. And you guys are blessed with an angelic grandbaby. What's your grandbaby? Ellie Grace, right? And now you have another grandbaby on the way. But in the middle of this beautiful young family who are seeking the Lord and following the Lord, Holly and Brian are both embracing their journey, but also tell you, there's concerns for them, because this whole beautiful family is moving to Thailand tomorrow to become missionaries in the field. And so we support that, as we all would, but let's be honest, you know, in the house of God, we always want to be real. And so even though they're excited, here goes their children, and here goes their grandbabies, and, you know, you're going to Thailand, which, you know, obviously it's a little different. But we're joining here because we believe by faith in the power of God, His ability to protect, His ability to just be who He is as God. Amen? And, you know, we have some other powerful pastors. Ben is here today. And we have Mark and Trisha Fissel, praise God, who are
evangelists. Trisha Fissel.
Yeah, I was about to say, who are evangelists. And certainly Trisha Fissel Ministries is represented today. So we're going to ask them to come and join behind you, because our brother Pastor Ben is from Kenya, Africa. And Mark and Trish, who are great friends to us personally, but also filled with faith, travel and have been in missions and fields roundabout as I have. And I just believe that as we join our faith with you guys, praise God. Man, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost, man. Praise God. Father, we just thank you for Holly and Brian. Father, the truth is, if they had not went on the journey of faith and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we don't know that this moment would even have come about. But God, we can rest in the fact that the seed of the righteous shall be saved. And Father, we put Brian and Katie and this beautiful family before you, and we come together in agreement and pray protection, the power of the blood of Jesus to be upon them, the power of the Holy Ghost. And Father, that this purpose that is out in front of them, Father, that you by your Spirit will take them, lead them, guide them, protect them, and you will accomplish, Father God, what you have set forth in their life, Father. And Lord, I thank you that they will come and go, and they will return safely and blessed and just be filled with your provision, God. And Father, I pray your strength upon Brian and Holly and their family, God, and you just give them a peace beyond understanding, Father. And we just thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everybody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, before you guys sit down, I want you to put your hands on this young man behind you. This is Brother Bob Hoover. And he has won, by the grace of God, this battle over cancer. But he still has some pain and some things going on in his body. And we are just knowing that God's power is upon this father in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we put our hands upon Bob, we thank you, God, for the healing power of Jesus that has flowed through his body, Father. We thank you for the total removal, God, of any cell, any symptom, God, any pain, any adverse, God, effect, even of medication and things that have been prescribed for his health. We curse pain. We curse any laying over things, God, and just circumstances. And Father, we speak strength into his bones, into his body, and the fullness of manifested recovery and healing. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. I want you to know that we'll be here to pray for people and everything after the service, and we're going to have some powerful moments today. I want to thank God that today is our 245th anniversary as an independent nation. Praise God. And I want you to be proud to be American. Yes. I want you to believe in all of those things as people that get the experience of this country. But again, I want you to know that as a pastor, I count those things secondary to who we are in Jesus. Amen. Now listen, I thank God for everybody that gets saved in this nation, but Jesus was called to the world, and we're called to the world. And I thank God that, you know, even this week as I was with Pastor Ben, I was thinking about how it's not the American flag that I'm under when I'm in Kenya. It's their flag. It's their country. And what I can tell you is salvation and healing and blessing pours out as much as you could ever expect to see. So let's make sure that we put things in proper order. Let's have our strong convictions. Let's be who we are. Let's love each other. But I'm telling you, let's get over our differences and our divisions, because if we don't put Jesus in people, they don't have an opportunity to experience life the way God expected them to experience it.
Amen.
So let's make sure that we concentrate on those things that bring us together and not bring us apart. Amen?
Amen.
And give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Now, with that being said, do we have any veterans today or anybody that knows someone that is serving in the military today? If you could just stand up, whether you're a veteran or you have someone within your family serving, just stand up, please. Hallelujah.
We do.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to be very grateful and just humbled and honored for the men and women who paid a price from the foundation of this nation till now to keep the liberties and the freedoms that we get to experience. Amen?
And I even want to go further and say you should be praying for our veterans,
Amen.
For our people that are still fighting.
Amen.
They see horrors
Praise
if
God.
They're in a war that you've
yep.
never even thought you would have to ever encounter, and
Amen.
They have to encounter them.
Amen.
And we need to pray for them. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so we're going to quickly go through announcements.
Quickly, you think?
July 22nd is Chris D'Amico, so be with us. He's going to join us.
Amen.
VBS is July 25th through the 29th. It goes from 6 to 8:30 each night, the Marvelous Zoo, an amazing showcase of creation
Woo.
And identity.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I need another one for
Hallelujah.
That one. I got it
Amen.
All. Okay, and we're going to have a meeting on July 11th right after service. So if you're going to help with that, be there. You say, I want to help, but I haven't told him yet. He'll take you.
Amen.
He'll say, come. Amen. And so middle school pump starts this week. Actually, no, yeah, this week on the 9th. So be praying for our kids. We do have some kids going to middle school pump.
Amen.
And so that'll be exciting. What are some teams we're on? What are some colors? I got to root for somebody. Adam's orange. Nothing else? Okay. Go orange! Okay. So then we've got high school pump that's going to be July 22nd through the 24th.
Amen.
Tiger, you remember those days. We would have these fight outs. Nobody's fighting with me today about who's going to win. That's not fun. Anyway, So if you have not signed up for high school pump and you still want to go, get with Philip, and he will get the information to you and all that good stuff. And then we are going to have a women's conference on October 15th to 16th. And we need you. We were going to have a meeting last week, but there just wasn't enough of us here. And so we changed it to the 18th. So if you would like to help and get that one going, it's going to be on, July 18th after service.
Amen. And then there's one more meeting I want to announce for you is on Monday, July 12th at 5 o'clock, right here, we're going to have our evangelistic outreach meeting. So you guys know that with COVID and all that things, we have been kind of housed in, but it is time for us to get back out and get involved. So we had a sign-up sheet, which we're going to continue to have out there, but also we're going to have our first meeting because some people may have never went out to evangelize and you want some information. We're going to share that with you and just pray with you. And so Monday, July 12th,
yes, sir.
Jason's going to be here. We're going to be here and it's going to be a great moment. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Reaching people is critical. Amen. Hallelujah. Jason, come up here. I should have probably let you say something.
Here.
Not that you might want to, but just say a little bit of what's on your heart as we get ready to outreach.
I think we have two options here. We can die and make it into heaven and realize that we accomplished everything God put in our hearts to accomplish. Or we can go and we can hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Mm. And that's the bottom line. So we got to either choose one or the other. He says life or death.
Amen.
And he said, "I would that you choose life."
Amen.
Why not give it out to others also?
Amen. So. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now, what we're going to do right now is I think we're going to release those beautiful children. Praise God, so they can go to Children's Church, and that's going to be a blessing and a great thing for them. And then I think, hallelujah, right now I want to remind each and every one of you that we are going to do an offering for Pastor Ben at the end of service, and I'm going to talk about that for just a few minutes. But right now, we're going to take time to do our normal tithe and offering. Amen. So today we are going to have Evangelist Trisha Fissel come up here and just greet you guys and share what's in her heart from the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. There is such a sweet presence of Jesus in this place. You don't ever want to take that for granted. But Pastor Philip asked me to take up the offering this morning, so I'm just going to share a couple of scriptures in my heart real quick. In John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, it says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." I want to talk to you today just for a minute about Jesus being the good shepherd. The good shepherd, that word good, it describes his nature. It tells you who he is. He is perfect and entire. There's no darkness in him. There's no unrighteousness in him. He is good in all of his ways. And his thoughts, his plans, his purposes for your life are good. And so when we look at that and we keep that in mind, we understand that the word of God that he gives us, it's for our good. It's the instruction manual by which we live. And when we know that God is good and we know that everything that he requires of us or asks of us, it's out of that good nature. You know, it says in the word that if we love him, we'll keep his commands. And how many of you know that tithing is one of the commands of God?
Amen.
And the beautiful thing is when we discover his nature and we love him, we want to give him everything. I mean, he gave everything for us. They pulled out his beard. They plucked out the hair on his face. He was beaten to the point that you could actually see his bones because the flesh and meat of his body was ripped from his body. And the Bible said that for the joy that was set before him, he endured that for you and I. And so he's good, and everything that he has for our life is good. But for us to partake of that goodness, how many of you know you have to first receive Christ as your Lord and Savior? But to receive all of his goodness, what we have to do is we have to align ourselves with his word. We have to position ourselves underneath his lordship. And when we do that, we can be confident that he will turn everything and make everything turn out for our good. And I think sometimes we like to pick and choose on what we obey and what we don't obey. And see, it's not just about your obedience. It's about your heart. Because he says you will either love one and hate the other. You can't love both. And so he requires that we give of our substance so that, number one, that the preaching of the gospel can go throughout the nations of the earth. So that you and I have a place that we can come together and we can worship. It's a place where we can come together and have communion and fellowship. Because this isn't free. This isn't free. And we are able, we have the honor and the privilege of sowing into God's kingdom and sowing into what his heart is. And so for us to be partakers of that, we have to be willing to release what's in our hand. And, you know, sometimes we look at people and we see what God does in their life and we think, you know, well, why doesn't God bless me that way? Well, if we walk in a place of obedience to his word, he will. But see, God can't bless disobedience because then he would not be good. He would be unrighteous. And so when we see his nature of goodness and we want to partake of the fullness of his goodness, we have to obey in everything. And if we will obey in everything, we will be a partaker of what he's provided. Amen. So I want to encourage you today that if you're holding on to something, don't put your faith in that. Put your faith in the good shepherd, the one who watches over your soul, the one who counts the hairs on your head, the one who knows your tomorrows and is there waiting for you. Put your trust in him and be willing to give what you have in your hand to him and know that he can multiply it back unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together. Amen. So prepare your tithes and offerings, and I'm just going to pray. Is that good? Father, we just thank you that you are good in all of your ways, God. There's no darkness in you. There is no darkness, God. You have no ill for our lives, God. You don't desire what we have, God, to strip it from us, but to add to us. And I just pray, Lord, that for each person giving today, I pray, Lord, that you bless their seed. I pray, Lord, that you would rebuke the devourer for their sake, God. And that, Lord, that you would multiply what they have remaining, Father, that it would go further than it ever has before. And God, for those that have not taken the step of faith to trust you, I ask, Lord, that you help them to trust you. God, that you help them to see your nature and that you're good in all that you do. And that, Lord, that as they release it, they'll have peace and that you'll meet every need that they have. And God, we thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen.
God. You know, I told Pastor Ben that it's rare that I would share the Independence Day, praise God, hallelujah, but I believe that it's a divine time for us to just hear from someone that literally is around the world away from us, but the gospel of Jesus Christ is the same. I want you to know that our Savior said that when you go throughout the world and preach my name to every nation. Amen. I want you to know that we all look for a day when the Lord will return and put his foot down and take full claim of what belongs to God. Because this earth, hallelujah, and this world belongs to our Father in heaven. And I thank God that he clarified it by saying the whole earth is the mine and the people. He set us apart because he needs us to know how precious we are. But I want you to know the preaching of the gospel here and around the world brings a nation within nations before God. Because I want you to know that the nation of the kingdom of God that celebrates the family of faith is that there are people in every nation across the world who have received Christ, and we are one family, one nation under God, and we all need to serve Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen? So before I bring Pastor Ben up and before I preach to you, hallelujah, whole another message, I do want to just mention that after the service, I literally only have a few of these, and I already got mine, praise God. But I want you to know that this is called Outcomes of an Encounter with the Story Changer. And you'll know that that is Jesus. But this was written by Pastor Ben Niatuka. And what's so amazing was he wrote this book out of his heart. But then with him and his wife through prayer, they have decided that anything that they receive from this book goes into a mission ministry that they have there, which takes care of the personal needs of young ladies in their nation. I want you to know, sometimes we take everything for granted. You and I walk into Walmart, and we have shelves from here to that corner just with deodorant. I want you to know, the first time I walked into a store in Kenya, now this is years ago, and they are making progress all the time, I walked over to literally a shelf that was about this big and really only one shelf. And I want you to know that sometimes when it comes to, like, personal hygiene, feminine products that ladies need, if you can't get deodorant, think about how hard or expensive it could be to do those other things that are really needful for just the natural, physical, good health of people. Amen? So I want you to know that for an offering of $20 or more, whatever in your heart, I pray that we make sure that these last few books are taken up and that he can go home with that. And then that's still different from the offering that we will take for Pastor Ben and for the ministry. And so we love you guys, and I want your spirit and your heart just to be open today, because I believe that we're going to have an encounter with Jesus right now, and I think it's going to all take our heart a step closer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Ben Niatuka. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to know, I want you to know that this is my brother in the faith so much that his father, Bishop Niatuka, when we're in Africa, oftentimes he'll say, Philip Walker Niatuka. Amen. So today, I'm
going to
say, Ben Niatuka Walker.
Amen. Wow, praise the Lord. Amen. I really thank God for the opportunity to be here this morning. And I'm so grateful to God for allowing me to be here in Canton. You call it Canton or Canton? Canton. Well, I've been trying to pronounce words like American, but then it's just not coming. So let me be an African from Kenya. So I'm so grateful to God just for allowing me to be here in Canton, Ohio. It's such a great, great opportunity, and I really, really appreciate the Lord. I really want to thank God for Pastor Philip together with his wife, Regina. Such a sweet couple. I'm really, really enjoying staying with them. And they are men, they are powerful man and woman of God. Amen. We thank God for the fellowship and for the relationship we've created over the years. Now we are not friends, just friends, but we are family. Amen. And so that is why Pastor Philip here, my dad and my mom, they call him son. And so he is Pastor Philip Walker Nyatuka. So he's my eldest brother. And you're also their daughter, yes. They've been here. Actually, I called mom yesterday. Is it yesterday or before yesterday? And they were talking, and she went like, hey, my son, how are you doing? And I realized, I mean, God has really brought us together for a reason. This is a divine connection, and I don't take it lightly. Amen? And so my name's Pastor Ben Nyatuka. I serve at Calvary Covenant Center, Nairobi, Kenya. Nairobi, Kenya is not very far from here.
Amen.
You only fly for like when I'll be flying back home, I think I'll be flying for about 33 hours. Amen. Yeah, it's not very far. And so we really thank God. I'm married to a beautiful wife, and her name is Lucy. And we are blessed with two children, Michelle and Jeff. Michelle is almost turning 13 this December. And Jeff is almost turning how old? Yes, 8. I've been in trouble. Even my wife knew that I've forgotten my son's age. And so, Jeff is almost turning 8 this year in November. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for the opportunity to be here today. And thank you so much also for allowing me to stand here and also share the word on this special day, Independence Day.
Amen.
I mean, I know it's not an easy thing. I was just telling Pastor Philip, I know that it's not easy, you know, just to open up your pulpit, especially on a such important day, just for, you know, anybody else to come and speak. This is a very special day for your country, and I'm so honored to be a part of what God is doing in this nation. Praise the Lord. I also want to thank God for the friends I've created now through you know, this ministry. Tricia and Mark, God bless you so much. Great people. They've been to our country, and I thank God for you. And many of you who are here now who are my friends. I see I have my friend Nathan over there. Nets. Yeah, Nets, he keeps on updating me on American politics. So I thank God for you and for your dad too, together with your wife there. God bless you so much. Amen. Can we put our hands together and give Jesus a mighty hand of praise? Amen. Glory to God. Man, this church is so lively. It's full of Jesus. When I walked in here and the worship had just started, I could just feel the power of God in this place. And I knew Jesus must be in this place. God is in this place. Amen. And so I don't know whether I should do a Swahili song just to bring you closer to Nairobi, Kenya. I was telling people at Pastor Joe Turner's church the other day on Wednesday that it's important for you to learn some Swahili, because Swahili will be the only language that will be spoken in heaven. So if you don't know some Swahili, you'll be in trouble when we go to heaven. So anyway, so I'm just going to do a very simple song that I did actually at Pastor Joe's church. Wastahili Bwana. Can you say Wastahili Bwana? Can you say once again Wastahili Bwana? Oh, you sounded just like you've come from Kenya. That is so good. Can you say Wastahili Bwana again? Amen, amen. That means, God, you are worth of all our praise. How many of you know that God is worth of all our praise? And there is no other like him. Him alone, he deserves all glory, honor, power, and adoration. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to try and play this thing here. So I'm not as good as your keyboardist here. So, but sometimes, oh, all right. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, thank you, Regina. God bless you so much. I even didn't know how I was going to do it with that microphone while playing. Anyway. Hallelujah. Do you remember what I said? Can you say Wastahili? Bwana? All right. It goes like this. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Kupokea utukufu. Let's try. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Kupokea utukufu. One more time, let's try. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Kupokea utukufu. One more time, you can do it. Oh, wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Kupokea utukufu. Come on, just take a minute and just go before the Lord and just tell Him, Lord, You are worth of all our praise. You are worth of all our praise. Thank you, Jesus. You are worth of all our praise, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all the honor, Lord. Hallelujah. There is no God like you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. One more time, let's sing it. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Wastahili yewe Bwana. Kupokea utukufu. Come on, let's put our hands together and give Jesus a mighty, mighty hand of praise. Hallelujah. All right, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. As I bring the word of God to us this morning, there are only two warnings that I just want to make here. That number one, my accent is different. And so you may struggle a little bit trying to get some of the pronunciations of, you know, some of the words. Maybe not all, but some. And so, and it's one of the challenges we've always had when we come over. Because when we come over, we think we know some English. And we think that we know we pronounce some words right. But then, I mean, someone will go like, sorry, what did you just say? I beg your pardon. I mean, I have all, I mean, every time, I mean, I'm like, sorry, I didn't get what you said. What did you just say? And I'm like, I thought I was speaking some English. I was in a church and I mentioned the word jiggers. I said jiggers because that's how we call it over there. And they said, what is that, jiggers? And they say it's not jiggers, it's chiggers. I don't know chiggers. Do you know chiggers?
What is it?
Those things that eat up your legs. Those
jiggers.
Yeah, jiggers. Yeah, jiggers. Now you see, you know, when we were growing up, we knew, and for a fact, I mean, we knew that most of the American people and most of the white people, I mean, most of the, not just white people, but American people, they speak with their nose, and we speak with our mouth. Because they'll go like, for example, you know the word jiggers, you're going, jiggers, jiggers. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it just sound like that. I'm like, oh, man, how are these people, jiggers, praise the Lord. Anyway, so I knew that, I mean, sometimes you know that it's a challenge. One day I was at the airport, and I had this lady, she was actually a black lady, and I was trying to communicate with her, and she couldn't get even word from me. And we were there for about 40 minutes. I'm trying to explain to her that she needs to change my ticket because I think the following day I needed to fly back to Kenya. And so she was like, I can't hear what you're saying. What are you saying? So I tried my level best. I tried to speak English. And she was like, I can't hear what you're saying. And so she asked for, I know another gentleman was there. Can you just please come and try to help me here so that we try to understand what this man is saying? And this other guy was like, me too, I can't understand what he's saying. And I was like, oh my, what am I going to do here? So after about, actually, I was there for about, I think, 30 to 40 minutes trying to explain to her that she needed to change my flight. And later on, I realized that we were not communicating. So I asked God, now, God, what am I going to do? I need to go home. And I mean, I just said, how about I try, you know, to speak like an American? And so I said, young lady. She goes like, oh, yeah? And now I can hear you. I need you to help my flight. You know, I need to, you know how you speak, you guys. But she was able to get my words, and we were able to communicate, and we were able to flow from there, and she was able to get me tickets. And I'm telling you, I think that it was not me speaking, that was the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. He just helped me out. But I thank God for the opportunity. I've been praying that may God help you understand what I'm saying this morning. And I know that He's going to, you know, bless you even as you get to hear what He has for you. And something else about African preachers, we preach for many, many, many hours. And so get ready for a 5-hour sermon. But anyway, I'm going to really observe time. I know that I'm in the U.S., not Africa. And so this morning, I'm going to bring the word of God from the book of John, chapter 9. And I'm just going to read verse 1 to verse 25. I will have read the whole of it, but I'm just going to read from verse 1 to verse 25. And you'll just bear with me as I read. I'm just going to read it very quickly. And I know that God is going to help us even as we hear His word. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says in John chapter 9, verse 1, I'm going to read to verse 25. Now as Jesus passed by, He saw a man who was born blind from birth. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of Him who sent me, While it is day, the night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. And others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore, they said to him, how are your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went, washed, and I received sight. Then he said to him, they said to him, where is she? He said, I do not know. In verse 13, they brought him who was formerly blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again, now how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, but because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They say to the blind man again, what do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said, he's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who you say was blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He's of age. Ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age. Ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. And in verse 25, he answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we give you all praise. For you are, and for the things, oh God, you can do, for the things you are doing in this place, and the things you'll continue to do in this place. Father, receive all the praise and receive all the adoration. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity even to speak your word on such a day as this, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, for your children. I thank you, Lord, that you'll speak to their hearts. You'll speak to them, oh God. And I want to thank you even for every miracle you have in store for us today, for every blessing you have in store for us today. Thank you, Father, for every good thing you have in store for us today. Receive all the praise. Father, I pray that you use me as your vessel this morning, oh God, that I may convey your word to your children, that if you can use anything, use me for your glory. I bless you and I honor you, for I pray this trusting and believing in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children say a big amen.
Amen.
Can you make it bigger? Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can you just turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Pastor Ben is talking about an encounter with a story changer. Oh, did you hear what I said? Yeah, thank you for being so. Philip said no. So I'm talking about an encounter with a story changer. Amen. Can you turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor you're going to meet the encounter in this place? Amen. 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 You know, I'm just testing you just to see whether you're understanding what I'm saying. Can you just turn to your other neighbor and tell them, hey, you're going to meet with your encounter right here in this place. Tell them you're going to meet with the encounter right here in this place. You're going to meet with the story changer right here in this place. Right now, the story changer is in the house. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Allow me to say the following. Let me say this, that nothing can stop Jesus from fixing your story. Not your age, not your background, not your religion, not even your condition. There is nothing that I know of that can, you know, can, that can actually, there is nothing that can actually, nothing can stop Jesus from changing your story. It doesn't matter. It's not about whether you about your background. It is not about your looks. It's not about, you know, whether you have an education or not. There is nothing that can stop him from changing your story. Nothing can stop him from changing your story. Not even your background. Because when we talk about background, I come from a very poor background. I mean, like, you know, where we come from, we were very, very poor. We were very, very poor. Actually, people looked at us and they say that we will never amount to anything. I remember that one time, actually, we lived in a very, very bad place. I mean, the place was so awkward. There was sewage all around us. And people say that we're going to die poor. They say that we'll never amount to anything in life. But I'm telling you, when we had encounter with the story changer, Jesus Christ, our story changed. Praise the Lord. And that's why this morning I'm here to let you know that it is not about whether you have an education or not. It is not about your condition. Nothing. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. The sickness that you're suffering from right now. Nothing can actually stop Jesus from changing your story. The God that we serve is more than able. He's well able to change your story. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Amen. Let me just say this, that we are all candidates. All of us in this place, we are all candidates of every good thing that God has in store for us. Yes, we are all candidates of every good things, every blessing, every healing. If we talk about miracles, we are all candidates of every good thing that God has in store for us. Can you look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you are a candidate of every good thing that God has in store for us. Come on, look at them. Don't you be scared to look at them. Look at them and tell them, you are a candidate of every good thing that God has in store for you. Everyone, each and every one of us here today, irrespective of your age, you are a candidate of every good thing that God has in store for us. But, you know, sometimes humanly speaking, there are things that you look at and you're like, is this possible? How can it be possible? And I was thinking about the story of Abraham and Sarah in the book of Genesis. If you start reading, you know, from chapter 12, there's a word of promise over them. The Lord has said something concerning their lives. But then as you continue that journey, you come to chapter 16 of the book of Genesis. They have given up because what was said to them in chapter 12 has delayed and it is not working. And they're like, you know, we are growing old and it looks like we are not going to produce babies. I mean, we were told that we're going to be, you know, Abraham was told that he's going to be a father to many nations. And in chapter 16, they are like, I think now we are getting too old for this. And I think it can never happen. But as they were giving up, actually the Bible records that Sarah gave up and he told Abraham, I think this is going to be impossible. It's going to be impossible because I'm old. I mean, I don't think whether this is going to happen to me. And it turns to Abraham and tells Abraham, why can't you take this maid servant here, Haggai, and, you know, let her just have babies for us. And Abraham did not dispute that. He just said, okay, I think that's, let's just go for it. And they had, you know, a baby with Hagar. But, you know, what God has said, how many of you know that what God has said, no matter the delay, no matter how long it takes, it must come to pass. Because if you go to chapter 17, you know, from verse 1, the Bible says that, you know, the Lord Almighty showed up to Abraham and Sarah. And now in chapter 21 of the book of Genesis, what seemed to be impossible in chapter 16, we see it taking effect in chapter 21. Hallelujah. We see it taking effect in chapter 21. And Sarah, she's like, you know, those that laughed at me will laugh with me. Because even her, she didn't believe it. She didn't know that it's going to happen. There are things that, you know, you look at and you're like, this is impossible. It's not going to happen. I mean, there is no way I'm going to come out of this condition. You're like, there is no way I'm going to be healed of this sickness. There is no way I'm going to be, you know, out of this trouble. But I'm telling you, as long as the word of God is over you, it doesn't matter what was said concerning your life. As long as the word of God is over you, let me tell you, delay is not denial. I mean, you may feel like, you know, your blessing has delayed. And there's times you may feel that you've been denied that blessing. But I'm telling you, as long as the word of God is on that very word, come on, it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. It's going to be activated by the word of God. And God is going to do it for you. Because we serve a story changer. The God that we serve, the God that we worship, he is a story changer. And that is why this morning I'm declaring here that you are a candidate of every good thing that God has in store for you. You are a candidate of every blessing that God has in store for you. Amen. I'm going to be loud a little bit. Oh, I'm going to be loud a little bit. In Kenya, we preach hard. I mean, your pastor, he's a powerful preacher. When he comes over there, he preaches like a Kenyan. He's always very loud. And so that's why when I knew I was coming to speak in his church, I'm not afraid shouting. Amen. Amen. And I'm not afraid to praise the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord is good. Amen. 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 So let's just dive back to the story we just read. And Jesus now is passing by together with his disciples. And the Bible records they actually noticed a man who was born blind. And there is a conversation that strikes there between Jesus and his disciples. And his disciples turn to Jesus and they ask Jesus, who sinned that this man, whose fault was it that this man was born blind? Is it his parents' fault or him? I mean, is it because of a sin that he was born blind? Or who sinned that this man was born blind? Is it his parents or him? And as they're asking that question, Jesus looks at them and he says this. This is what he says. Let me just read it. What he says. Jesus looks at them and he says this. Neither this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God might be manifested through him. That it is not about who sinned, neither his parents or not this man sinned, but whatever happened, happened so that the working of God might be manifested through him. Praise the Lord. And as I was reading that, I realized, I mean, the Holy Spirit just opened my mind, and I realized that not every sin is a result, not every condition, not every condition is a result of sin. Can I say it again? Not every condition is a result of sin. Because sometimes where I come from, we are too quick to judge. We are too quick to judge. You know, we are too quick to throw words at people. We are too quick, you know, just to, you know, take advances and, you know, go judge. And I mean, Our people are very quick in judging. I don't know. I don't know about in the U.S., but where I come from, people are very quick. I mean, someone can judge you very quickly. I mean, they go like, oh, they are that way just because they are poor because of some of the sins, you know, committed, you know, by their forefathers. They are the way they are because they are, there's a curse over them. I mean, they are so quick to judge. But when I read this, I realized that don't you be too judgmental. Don't be too quick to judge. Because God has allowed some things to happen in your life, some conditions to take place in your life, because He's just about to show Himself in your life. Come on, He's just about to show Himself. He's just about to release a blessing in your life. He's just about to drop a miracle that will change the course of your life. So not every condition is a result of sin. So Jesus tells them that neither his parents nor him that sinned, that he was born that way, but God has allowed him to be the way he is so that the working of God might be manifested through him. You know, God is just about to manifest himself in this place today. And he's just about to manifest in your life in a mighty way. Don't you judge yourself. Don't you know play a pity party on yourself and you begin to cry, oh God, why am I this way? Why am I going through this condition right now? God has allowed you to go through what you are going through because he's just about to reveal himself in your life in a mighty way. How many of us know that when God shows up, he shows out? Hallelujah. And that's what he's just about to do in your life. Amen, amen. And so, there are several things, you know. I'm talking about an encounter with a story changer. Oh, praise the Lord. An encounter with a story changer. And I pray that we should all desire in this church, let us all desire just to have an encounter with him. An encounter with a story changer. Just desire. I mean, just have that desire. Pray for that desire to have that encounter with him. Because you can never have an encounter with him and remain the same again. Come on, the devil is a liar. You will never remain the same again. Hallelujah. You will never remain the same again. So, an encounter with the story changer will do the following. And actually, we are still on going through what we just read. When you desire to have an encounter with the story changer. And the Lord told me this actually, and I wrote down on my book, when you desire to have an encounter with the story changer, that encounter will cause confusion. Are we together? Are we together? That encounter will cause confusion to them that even know you. How many of you know that there are miracles that God will perform in your life that people will look at you and they'll not be able to recognize you? Why? Because when God does something in your life, he does it so good, better than the doctors, better than anybody else, that people will actually be confused. The Bible records that when Jesus and his disciples, when they, after this conversation, Jesus goes to this blind man. And the Bible records that he went and he took saliva. And the Bible records that, you know, he spat on the ground and he put mud together. And he smeared, is that the right English? Yes. He anointed, he smeared his eyes with mud. Praise the Lord. And he sent him, he told him, go, wash. He said, you know, Jesus had power to heal him instantly. But I also want you to know that the God we serve, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of diversities. He has so many ways of healing. He has so many ways of performing miracles. So he smears, you know, this mud on this man's eyes. And he asks him to go. He sends him. He tells him, go wash. And this man, the Bible records that he went, he washed, and he came back seeing. And the Bible records that those that were used to this man, those that knew that he was a beggar, they were not able to recognize him.
there was some kind of confusion caused. There was confusion in town. And people began to discuss about this man. And they began to ask questions. Is he the same person who used to sit and beg? Is this the same man who used to sit here and beg? Is this the same beggar we know? Why? Because when Jesus healed this man, he did it so well that people were not able to recognize him. And that's why I'm saying this, that God can perform a miracle in your life that will stir up confusion. Are we together? That will stir up some debate. That people will begin to debate about what God has done in your life. People will begin to ask, is this the same brother? Is this the same sister? Is this the same person? I remember, I just told you a story how we grew up. And my parents, you know, at the age of 5 years old, they decided to go to Bible school. By that time, actually, we were about, it was four of us. They had four children already. They had four children. So my brother, who lives in North Dakota, and myself, we were the big boys. And then I also had sisters, the little sisters, my two sisters. And so when they decided, you know, to quit work and go to Bible school, the Bible school said, ask them, how many children do you have? They said, well, we have four. And they said, we are not going to take four children in Bible school with you guys. So you have to look for, you know, where to take these other kids. So myself and my big brother, we were the sacrificial lambs. And so we were asked to go and live with our relatives. And so we went and we had to go stay with our relatives. And, you know, by that time, our relatives were so mad with my parents because they said, how can he quit such a good paying job to go and start carrying Bibles in the streets? How can he do that? How can he, you know, quit a government job? He had a government job and go to Bible school, and after Bible school, he'll come over and start, you know, walking around with Bibles, carrying Bibles around. I mean, they were like, I think this man is crazy. Because at that time, and those years, if you say that you are a man of God, people will look at you and they'll be like, I think you are crazy. I mean, you know, men of God were known, you know, to be very poor. They were known, you know, to be people, you know, who just move around and you know, ask for an offering and, you know, do nothing, you know. They were just known as poor people. And so when they decided, you know, to quit job, go to Bible school, my relatives were like, I think this man and this woman, this man and this wife, they are not thinking right. There's a problem here. And because of that, we, the children now who went to live with our relatives, we were subjected to so much torture. I mean, they were like, you know, your parents are fools. You know, you come from, you know, you are the seed. I mean, you are seeds of these foolish people. And so they called us names and they said, you know, you'll never amount to anything. They said nothing good will ever come from you. They said all those nasty things about us. But you know what? Actually, even when we were growing up, they still said the same words. They said, oh, they will never finish school. They said, we will never marry. They said all those bad things concerning our lives. They cast us and they said all those bad things. But you know what? When you have encountered with the Savior, when you have an encounter with the story changer, it doesn't matter what people say. Let them talk. They're gonna sleep at night. Let them talk during the day because night is coming. They'll sleep. Let them talk. Let them say whatever they want to say. Because as long as the word of God is on you It doesn't matter what they're going to say. It doesn't matter the kind of curses they are throwing against you and all those spells they are throwing against you. Ladies and gentlemen, the God we serve is a story changer. He is going to change your story. Hallelujah. Yes, He will. He will. And now, we are at a place whereby they are confused. And sometimes they will call us and even ask us to help them with money. They will call us and ask us actually to help them in one or another. It's amazing that the same people who said we'll never amount to anything, now they call us for help. That is what God can do. They are at a place whereby they are confused. They are wondering, what is going on with these people? What is going on with Nyatuka's family? That God is blessing them every day. Come on, I want you to know, because when you encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, He changes your lives. He changes your life and He changes it for good. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. So the Bible says that the neighbors of this man did not know him. And they began to ask, is this the same person? And he said, yes, I am the one. But they still did not believe it. There was a lot of confusion. Several verses you read there. I mean, they are like, you know, they really want to confirm whether it is him. I mean, they are pushing. They are pushing to confirm whether it is him. And he tells them, I am the one. I'm the same person. But they cannot still agree to that. I want you to know that when God performs, God is going to perform a certain miracle in your life that people will refuse to agree to it. Am I speaking here to anybody here? Because I see Him do it in your life. There are things that have delayed in your life. There are things that you feel like, you know, they've been like a bother in your life. You've been in some kind of a situation and you're like, am I going to come out of this? Maybe it doesn't matter what the doctors have said concerning that situation. I want you to know that the God we serve is a mighty God. He is a story changer. Yes, He's going to do it for you. How many of us know that our God is our miracle worker? He's our way keeper. I mean, he's the light in the darkness, our promise keeper. It doesn't matter what they said concerning your life. As long as the word of God is over you, come on, don't you worry. You have to worry no more. Only believe in Him. Amen. And something else. When you have an encounter with a story changer, something else that happens here is that, He will upgrade your standard. Amen. Your standard will be upgraded. If you read verse 1 of this account that we just read, verse 1 refers to this man as a man was blind. But when you get down to verse 13, the story has changed. It does no longer refer to him as a man who is blind, but it refers to him as a man who was formerly blind. As a man who was formerly blind. Why? Because there is a way God does things in your life. I mean, it doesn't matter what you used to be before. When God intervenes to change what you used to be, so that He may make you the kind of person that He wants. I want you to know, in verse 1, he was blind. But in verse 13, he is no longer blind, but the Bible records that he was formerly, that what he used to be has become past tense. It has become something of the past. That you are no longer weak, but strong. No longer poor, but rich. No longer sick, but somebody who is in good health. Because that is what God can do. Because when God gets into your life, when God is involved with your life, He brings a wide change in you. He raises your standard. You know, those that thought you are going to die, when God intervenes, come on, He changes soul. He brings life into you. And I see him release life, 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 life in your bodies, life in your dying business, life in your dying relationship, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because this is what the Lord can do. And this is what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can look at yourself sometimes. Just go look at yourself on that wonderful mirror and tell yourself, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. It doesn't matter what the enemy has said concerning my life, what the enemy has tried to say concerning my condition, my health. I know that God is bringing me out of this frustration. God is bringing me out of this shame. The first time I came over to the U.S., I mean, I really desired to come over. Because my brother was here in North Carolina. And so I knew immediately after high school, I'm going to just come over and, you know, maybe for a visit or something. But it took longer than I thought. So the day God opened that opportunity for me to come, by the way, it was not a struggle at all for me. It wasn't a struggle. So I find myself in the United States of America. And, I mean, everything was so beautiful. And for a moment, I was like, am I in paradise? Or where is this? Because your houses look good. I mean, you go into your vehicles, everyone, yeah, I mean, every car I went into, I mean, it was just awesome. Your roads were good. Your churches were beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful. They're still beautiful. Still beautiful. They're beautiful. Your beds. I remember the house I went, the first house. I mean, I went into that bed and I didn't want to wake up because it was so comfortable. And I was like, man, I even went into the toilets and the toilet was so good. Even the tissue papers were so comfortable. And I was like, oh my God, I must be, is this paradise? I mean, everything was beautiful. Everything was good. Until I began to interact with people. And I began to understand that they also have issues. That they have challenges they go through. Frustrations. Some of them were sick. I mean, I'll ask someone, you know, what kind of challenge do you have? I realized that, oh, I'm sick, Pastor. I have this condition. I have this problem that I'm going through. I'm encountering, you know, a relationship problem. And people had their issues, challenges that they were going through. And I realized, oh, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Amen. You're still subject to any kind of challenge. Yes, you might be so blessed, yes, living in a blessed place, blessed land, but then still challenges are there. Why? Because the devil is not asleep. The devil is everywhere. Are we together? I mean, he's like, the Bible records, and actually in John chapter 10, verse 10, that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I mean, that is his work. That is his job, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I also now, at that point, I began actually to, you know, now release the blessing. God spoke to me and he told me the reason why he has sent me. I remember one day I was somewhere, in Ohio, preaching in a church. And there was this lady that came over. She was 16 years old. And she came over. And she wasn't even born again. She was a beautiful girl, 16 years old. And I looked at her and I asked her, I was praying for people at that time, and I asked her, what do you want me to pray for? Why are you here? Because she looked okay. She said, Pastor, I'm not okay. You may think that I'm okay, but I'm not okay. She said, I have a tumor in my brain. This coming week, I'm supposed to undergo a surgery. And I looked at her, and I was like, my God, why should you allow this girl to go through this? I asked her, do you believe that Jesus will heal you? She said, yes. But do you want to receive that Christ and make him to be a Lord and Savior? She said, no.
I said, why? You need to believe that. If you believe that he'll heal you, then you need to believe him, you know, even to save your life. But she said, that is a decision for another day. But then I said, okay, let me pray for her. I prayed for her, and after I prayed for her, just a prayer of faith, that same week, I remember it was on Wednesday, we received a phone call from her mom. She had been taken to hospital that morning because I think she was on a kind of, you know, some, I think, last procedures before now they do the surgery. The doctor looked at her, and the doctor said, what did you do in the course of the week? And she said, nothing. But it looks like there's no tumor in your head. I mean, there's no tumor in your brain. She said, oh, there is no tumor? The doctor said, yeah, no tumor. I mean, that was so good news for her. She said, oh, there's a pastor from Kenya who came and prayed for me. And she's no tumor. You don't need surgery no more. God has done it for you. Because with God, all things are possible. You can never encounter with the story changer and remain the same again. And you know, I'm not the story changer. Pastor Philip is not the story changer. But Jesus is the story changer. When you encounter with him, come on, he is the one who will raise your standard. He will bring you from your place of weakness to strength. He will bring you from your place of poverty to riches. Because he is God. Hallelujah. Something else as I bring this to a close is that an encounter with the story changer will strengthen your faith in God. Somebody's faith is just about to be strengthened in this place in Jesus' name. And may you receive the strength of God in Jesus' name. And so the Bible records this. The Bible says that this man, the Lord has already performed a miracle. Now he is able to see, he's washed his eyes, he's able to see. But we have these Pharisees who are actually really after his neck. They are like, come on, don't give credit to this man. Don't give credit. Don't give credit to this man. Because they did not want to believe that Jesus is Lord. They say, don't you give credit to this man. But you see, I'm so excited about this man that no matter how much they try to pressurize him, no matter how much they try to push him down, not so that he may not actually give credit to Jesus who healed him, he said, because they wanted to say that he's a sinner, he said, whether he's a sinner or not, that is none of my business. What I know is that I was blind, but now I see. Can you see how his faith had been brought to a place of strength? He was strengthened. He said, it doesn't matter what you say about him. It doesn't matter what you call him. All I know, I am healed because of him. Whether you call him a sinner or not, that is none of my business. All I know, I was blind, but now the story has changed in my life. What you used to see, you will see no more. I'm not going to beg anymore because I have had an encounter with the story changer. His encounter with all these other people, the Pharisees, the neighbors, and every other person he ever encountered there, did not bring any change in his life. It did not bring any permanent change in his life. Maybe they would have helped him. They gave him maybe pennies here and there. They helped him some money because he was begging. But it never brought a permanent change in his life. But when he encountered with the Lord Jesus, when he had encountered with the story changer, come on, the story changer changed all these things. He did not sympathize with him. He went ahead and he performed that miracle that changed the course of his life. That is what the story changer can do. Hallelujah. An encounter with the story changer will never leave you the same again. When you encounter with the story changer, your life must change. It must change in Jesus' name. And I see him create faith in you.
May faith arise in you that no matter what you're going through right now, you may know that there's a God in heaven, a God who knows how to turn things around. He's a God who knows how to fix our story. He knows how to turn things around. And things are turning around right now. He is turning it around for your good. He is turning it around. There's a song that they sing sometimes. We sing over here, over there in Kenya, that he turned it around. He turned it around for my good. How many of you believe that God is turning their lives around for his good? How many of you believe that he is turning it around for my good, for his good? So that he alone may receive glory, honor, and blessing forever and ever. He is able, he is able, he is able. Come on, just rise up on your feet right now. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands if you can. Lift up your hands if you can right now. And begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is here today. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands, everybody, and just worship the Lord. Raise up your worship to him.
Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
If you believe that who he is, come on, raise up your voices to him and tell him.
Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Your voices one more time and tell him,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Come on, you can tell him right now.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
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 Yes, Lord.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
Hallelujah.
That is who you are.
Shatala
bokozate. That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. Come on.
That is who you are.
Come on, give him the glory.
That is who you are.
He deserves the praise.
That is who you are.
That is who.
That is who you are.
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 Hallelujah.
That is who you are.
That is who.
That is who you are.
Waymaker, waymaker. Miracle worker,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
One more time, is the Waymaker and the miracle worker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. I feel the Lord break chains. I feel the Lord break oppressions here. Bondages are being broken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, he's breaking every bondage in your life. Hallelujah. Something is happening in this place right now. The story changed. Jesus himself is in the house, and he's performing a miracle in your life. What the doctors have said concerning your life, maybe they had just written off your life and they said that you'll never be healed of that sickness. I want you to know that the Lord is here. The story changer, Jesus Christ, is here. And he says that I am the miracle worker. I am the promise keeper. I am the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. I am the way maker. There is nothing that I cannot do. There is nothing that God cannot do. For all things are possible with him. What seems to be impossible before man, it is possible with him. And right now, there is a miracle that is happening in the house. Something is happening in this place. Something is happening in your body. In the mighty name of Jesus, may faith arise in you, that you may know that the God we serve, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the way maker and the miracle maker. He is the way maker. He's working miracles right now. He is changing your life right now. Now, come on, he is God and in his shouts of praise. Hallelujah. Every spell, anything that was spoken against your life, it is being turned right now. There is a turnaround that is taking over in your life right now. Whatever they said that was negative concerning your life, come on, God is turning it around for your good. Every setback is becoming a comeback for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, everything that the enemy had laid, any trap the enemy had laid against your life so that you may not be able to move forward, come on, there is a power of God that is at work in this place. God is releasing a miracle that is picking you out of that rubble, that is picking you out of your frustration, that is picking you out of your shame. He is doing something right now. You are coming out of that mighty clay. You are coming out of that place of shame and frustration. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we release a grace right now and an anointing over your children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you because you are setting them free. For whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Father, we receive our freedom that even in such a day as this, when this nation, oh God, is, when this nation, King of Glory, is celebrating their Independence Day. Thank you because, Father, they are experiencing freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom right now. Freedom over their health in the mighty name of Jesus. Freedom over anything that the enemy had said concerning their lives. No weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. I speak the freedom of God over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Freedom over your finances right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Freedom over your business right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you because right now you are performing that miracle so great in the lives of your children. Hallelujah. Father, be exalted. Be magnified. Because you're a good God and you deserve the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, my brother. Amen. 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 Woo. Boy. He might have started out sounding like a Kenyan, but here with the anointing of the power of God, you sounded like an American at the end. We can hear your voice as clear as we could need to, my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that we should give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I want to tell you something, and I'm telling you that from the time we started worship, I just heard in the realm of God people being healed and set free. And I want you to know, from the time we stepped into worship to the preaching of the gospel, and in this arena that's been opened, the Lord has been answering and healing and setting free. And I thank you, Pastor Ben, because I believe the word you came with today has really released encounters into our life that are transforming. I tell you what, I look to hear testimonies of the miracles and the things that have shifted today, that have broken off of us, and just the blessing and the goodness of God. Amen. Let's just give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to, amen.
You're going to take up the offering next?
I was going to have them be seated.
You can be seated, but I just want to say that the Lord told me that there is somebody in here that has an empty joy. And that means that you fake joyness so that those around you can't see that you're hurting. And if you will turn your life over to the Lord, He's going to take that empty joy and He's going to make it a real joy.
Amen.
He's going to give you peace like you've never had it. He's going to heal your heart. And He's going to change your life to where they're not going to even remember or even say, who is that? Is that the same person that it was before? Exactly what you spoke today is going to be your story. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we're going to take up the offering and then we'll be releasing people today. But I want you to know that we're going to be here to pray for you and pray with you. Anybody out there that wants Pastor Ben or any of us to pray for you, you just come up here and we're going to join our faith with you. Amen. You know, the Bible says that if we can receive a prophet, we can receive a prophet's reward. Amen. And I want you to know that the Bible also says that we should do that which is in Judea right around us, and then Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the world. Amen. And I'm telling you that today, when we have someone like Pastor Ben here, it's an opportunity for us to sow into those, like he said, it's only 33 hours away. Amen. Praise God. It's only a day and a half travel away. And we get to touch that nation and those people through him. Amen. And so remember, I want to remind you that we do have a few of these books that I would like for someone, I believe it's in someone's heart, to come and get these books. And then the other thing is that right now, we're just going to take up an offering, as we always do, for those that come in and minister the word of God. Amen. And I believe that when you release your seed right now, that it's just going to seal this word in your spirit. It's just going to do some things. And of course, it's going to bring blessing to Pastor Ben and to his house of the Lord in Kenya. And we're just believing God for good things. Amen. I tell you what, I thank God that we get to be the family of faith. I thank God that we get to be joined together. And I thank God that he's speaking to us right now on giving. And so we're just going to bring the offering buckets up, and I'm just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word that has been released into our spirit today. Father, we thank you that divinely you have sent Pastor Ben across the seas, distance of far away, to be here, God, for a divine appointment and for a release of something from the realm of the King. Lord, we thank you for the word that's been imparted in us today. And we thank you for Pastor Ben and his family and his church and the faith they have in their nation, as we get to release faith here in our nation, Father. For the Lord and the true King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and what you have done in our lives, in our heart. Father, I pray blessing over this offering. I pray blessing over the release of it and the harvest you'll bring into lives and the touches you are putting on us today, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please bring your offerings to the front. Hallelujah.
We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Darkness, my God.
Let's join the team again.
That some of you may not know, and you can ask the worship team later about it, but I thank God that all skates in the house today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you that there's a resident presence of God. You're leaving here in the realm of the presence of God. And his goodness is on us even now. And I'm telling you, take the presence that has been released into you and just let that soak into you. Even as we enjoy the rest of this day, this time, the independence. Because remember that above all the blessings we get to have on this earth, there's him who the Son has truly set free. And let's live in that freedom that has come upon us from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank Brother Pastor Ben Nyatuka Walker. Praise God. Hallelujah. For being here. You know, they're not used to someone preaching with the loudness and boldness that you did today because I'm so quiet. I'm absolutely kidding you. But praise God. We know we love you. We thank you for being here. And God bless you. We'll be here and hanging out for a little bit if any of you want to come through for prayer. And just be blessed and just give yourself that confidence to keep your commitment to the Lord. Amen. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for being here.